Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN News Update. Bank of Dade is warning customers about an active bank impersonation scam targeting local residents. Scammers are sending text messages that appear to come from the Bank of Dade or its fraud monitoring partner, Shazam, asking customers to confirm recent purchases. If someone replies no, scammers can follow up with a phone call posing as bank representatives. Then they attempt to collect sensitive debit or credit card information and may even initiate a fake charge asking the victim to approve it. Bank officials stress that Bank of Dade and Shazam will never ask for your full card number, CVV code, PIN, or one-time passcodes. Customers are also reminded never to approve a transaction they did not personally make. If you get a suspicious text or call, hang up and contact Bank of Dade directly at 706-657-6842. Area law enforcement agencies reporting several arrests this week, among them 54-year-old Shannon Michelle Sullivan of Menlo, arrested by Dade County authorities, charged with possession and use of drug-related objects, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, possession of methamphetamine, and tampering with evidence, which is a felony. Additional arrest details are available now at discoverdade.com. In Trenton, the Dade County Board of Commissioners hosting a groundbreaking ceremony today for the county's new elections building on Georgia Avenue in downtown Trenton. The facility will serve as the permanent home for county election operations, including equipment storage, offices, and poll worker training space. Chairman Don Townsend says the project represents a significant milestone and reinforces the county's commitment to secure and efficient elections. The project is funded through SPLOST revenue and is projected to cost about $1.79 million. That's significantly less than the original estimate of $3.2 million. The ceremony is open to the public this afternoon. From Lookout Mountain, the National Park Service has identified the victim of a deadly incident at Sunset Rock as Shania Gonzalez Sanchez. Rangers responded after a hiker discovered her body inside the Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park. Officials say foul play is not suspected. The cause of death has not been released and the investigation is ongoing. In sports, the Lady Wolverines saw their season come to a close last night. They fell to East Lawrence 65-38 in the first round of the GHSA tournament. The Lady Wolverines finished the season at 9-21. The Wolverines start their playoff run tonight on the road at Dodge County in South Georgia. You can catch full coverage this evening on Classic Hits KWIN 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, and the KWIN app. In regional action in Alabama, North Sand Mountain captured the Class 2A Girls Northeast Regional Championship. They move on to the Final Four. On the boys' side, Section beat North Sand Mountain to win the Class 2A Northeast Regional title. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.